The best thing about our program is the incredible history and tradition that we have. Nobody else can touch the legacy of Carolina basketball.
That's UNC Chancellor Lee Roberts speaking on a new podcast series about the Dean Smith Center's future.
But that incredible legacy can sometimes make it hard to react as quickly as you need to when the world is changing very rapidly around us.
The interview with Roberts and Carolina Athletics Director Bubba Cunningham on the Carolina Insider feed published Wednesday, with additional conversations to be shared in the coming weeks about the financials, philosophy, and challenges around weighing the future of UNC men's basketball's arena. The podcast series is the latest step, alongside creating new advisory committees, to not only gauge public reaction, but better explain the reasoning behind undertaking the project in the first place. Roberts said the 40-year-old arena is facing significant investments in order to stay operational, mentioning on the podcast upgrades needed to the Smith Center's roof, bathrooms, concession stands, and accessibility features. Between those costs and the shifting revenue structures of college athletics, the university is looking to better capitalize on the money around one of its two teams that helps fund UNC's other athletics programs. The latest work to examine Carolina's options and facility spending started in 2023, according to Cunningham. After missing an opportunity in late 2024 to engage fans with the studies, which Cunningham said overlapped with UNC football's head coaching search and hiring of Bill Belichick, he said university leaders pushed ahead to develop their own preference.
The information that we had late fall of 25 indicates that there's about a $20 million differential between a renovation on campus and a new facility at a different site. And that $20 million delta was compelling. And we said, you know, that really seems to make the most sense. But as we floated that out, and we said, whoa, that it's not just an economic decision. We need to take more time. There's an emotional component to this. There's a logical component to it. And there's a financial component to it.
That emotional component is at the core of the argument from the Committee for a South Campus Arena, a group behind many of the protest efforts that led to Roberts' administration hitting pause on announcing a move in December. Rusty Carter, a Wilmington-based businessman and 1971 UNC alumnus, is operating as the committee's frontman.
I think over time, we stand to lose the front porch, and the front porch is not something you want to take off the house.
The Committee for a South Campus Arena was born from donors who were alerted of the Carolina North preference and upset about both the lack of transparency and opportunity to weigh in. As the name suggests, Carter said the group's primary objective is to advocate for the arena to remain on South Campus, with a preference of renovating the Smith Center where it stands. Doing so, he believes, would help keep the spirit of the building while maintaining student access and the legacy donor seats granted when the Dean Dome was built. Carter also clarified that the preference does not mean the stakeholders don't support the rest of the university's Carolina North project.
We, this committee, and many of these voices are very much for the build-out of Carolina North. We absolutely are. We could almost have a mini research triangle opportunity there that is really comes from an academic standpoint and not an economic business standpoint. Putting an entertainment center in the middle of that, I'll speak for myself, I think is illogical. I think there's absolutely a chance that the tradition would fade.
Cunningham said he feels disappointed the UNC administration did not anticipate the reaction better and have its rollout of information or community involvement, quote, lined up more efficiently. But the outgoing athletic director said he is, quote, delighted there is a better chance for the community to weigh in now. Cunningham added,
Colin Powell used to give leadership lessons, and he said, soldiers in the field are right until proven otherwise. And in this case, the soldiers in the field, I believe, are our players, our coaches, our students, and our donors. And I think that's exactly what we're doing now is the finances say one thing, and we want to make sure that we're right in the decision that we make going forward.
Robert said now there is no timeline for when that decision will be made. But the chancellor's closing comments in the initial Arena Discussion podcast episode indicated he wants fans and stakeholders to separate the on-court product from the rest of the game day experience.
Carolina stands for excellence, and Carolina basketball especially stands for excellence. Are we playing in an excellent facility right now? I think everybody knows the answer to that. So let's go be excellent. Let's do what we have to do to make sure that the best days for Carolina basketball and Carolina athletics are yet to come. It's not going to be easy, but the history of our program and the history of Carolina athletics is that we've adapted to changing circumstances to make sure that we not just maintain, but extend our traditional leadership position. And that's what we're going to do here.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Bryson McConnell.